Following a series of advocacy by Radio Ghana, the contractor responsible for work to replace a dilapidated classroom block for pupils of the Dehia English and Arabic Basic School in the Central Region has finally returned to site after more than 5 years of abandonment. The good news is that it is not only the contractor who has demonstrated commitment to ensure that the pupils move into the new 6-unit classroom within the shortest possible time, but there is also a considerable undiminished commitment from the assembly, parents, teachers, and the community at large. They are all pursuing for a more congenial atmosphere by way of infrastructure to facilitate teaching and learning. Rebecca Ekwe has been following the story.
I'm right here at the Dehia English and Arabic School, which is about 15 minutes drive from Cape Coast. And it is pathetic that right here in the middle of the compound, I see that some of the pupils are seated right under the tree. Now, some of them are in the classroom. I understand this is primary two, correct? Can they speak English? Some of them can speak. And you are the teacher and your name is?
Augustine Fred Olsay.
Why are the pupils under the tree? Because I see that some of the classrooms are empty.
The classrooms are too closer. And it's just a common partition, a dwarf partition, which divides two classrooms. So the other class, when the teacher is teaching, they create noise, which disturbs the other class. So the other class has to come out while the other teacher is using the other compartment. That's why we come under the trees.
So what happens, teacher, when there's rain?
When it is raining, then you have to send the children back to the classroom.
And which means there's no learning going on at that time. They're only playing, correct? Or what goes on then?
But then you have to engage the children in some exercise and then we direct them to copy from the chalkboard.
And how long has this been going on?
Since this school was established, somewhere 1986. This thing has been, become a burden on the teachers who are posting to this place.
So as a result of that, some of the teachers leave, do they, or they, what happens?
As a result of that, I in particular, I'm not, happy with the situation. The only solution is to get new classrooms.
This story was first broadcast by Radio Ghana in 2014, and it caught the attention of the authorities. The pupils obviously must be consoled now that the contractor is back on site after taking an unapproved leave for many years. Mr. Felix Aban, who abandoned the construction, said he traveled out of the country, claiming his manager failed to live up to expectation.
I was out of the country.
So there was nobody supervising the
No, there was, but there was some slight mismanagement.
Our concern is also with the leakage.
What happened is, because the project was abandoned for some time.
Okay.
So when they came out, they have to bring out all the roofing members. So that affected it. So all those corrections will be done.
So you are assuring us
we can't leave it like that.
Because
it's
we spoke to the children, they are not very happy.
No, because we have not hand over those things. Without doing it, we can't hand over.
Interactions with the foreman gave positive indications that this time round the school block will be completed.
Maybe a little marker.
The foreman is telling us that he has informed his contractor about the situation on the leakage on the roof. Hopefully that issue should be addressed.
Andy Forson said initially his team was not remunerated, but payments have now been made. The headmaster, Dawood Okai, Aija Okine, had some concerns but was optimistic that the project will be completed on schedule.
It's a newly constructed and he has not even handed over. You just look up.
Already leakage in the building, which is under construction. There's a lot of water in the classroom. So the question is, shoddy or no shoddy?
Shoddy
says Mr. Dawood, the headmaster.
The Cape Coast Metropolitan Assembly is also committed to ensuring that pupils of Dehia English and Arabic School are provided the requisite learning environment. Mr. Gilbert Nuritig is chief director at the Cape Coast Metropolitan Assembly.
I wish to assure you that all the structural defects identified would be remedied and the project completed on time so that the children can have the benefit to use the classroom.
For the pupils, they have long waited for a classroom block very much deserved.
We want the government to change the roofings for us.
I want the government to help us to complete our new building. When he help us to complete, we will be fine and feel comfortable to learn in class.
To quote an international education funding organization, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. It is the dream of the pupils of Dehia English and Arabic School that finally they can move into a new and congenial classroom so that they are provided with a conducive environment deserved so that their minds will not go to waste. Rebecca Ekpe reporting from Dehia in the Central Region.